You're listening to episode 13 of the Rebel Buddhist Podcast, where we talk about how to quit escaping your life and start creating one worth being totally present for. Welcome to the Rebel Buddhist Podcast, where we explore how to use the science of psychology, Eastern spiritual practices like mindfulness and compassion, and the game-changing work of self-coaching so you can free your mind and free your life. I'm your host, Anna Verzoni. Hey, hey, my friends. In the first ever episode of Rebel Buddhist, I talked about how to stop tolerating. Today, what we're going to talk about is tolerating as it relates to buffering. And what do I mean by that? Well, buffering is a type of escapist behavior. It's something we do to check out of the present moment, checking out of what's going on right now, and something we do to avoid reality, life as it currently is, like pouring that drink after your stressful day at work, or chowing the cookies when you feel lonely, or binge watching Netflix until 2 a.m. when you're too tired to exercise or do something else that nourishes you. And we see people buffer also with things like porn and adrenaline sports, overworking, people-pleasing, online shopping, overspending, right? And in all those actions, we are avoiding something difficult. We are checking out. And a lot of you may be like, come on, what's wrong with a cookie or watching some TV to just relax? Well, in and of themselves, there's really nothing inherently wrong with them. So when is it a problem? It's a problem when it leads to us not being present with our life. And one of the negative effects of that is we end up tolerating a lot of things in our life that need to change. I've noticed recently in my own life that there are just very few things that I have in my life to tolerate. And I think I tolerate very little because at this point, I don't have that much that makes tolerating easier. So, you know, a lot of us use or have used buffering as a way of tolerating things that weren't acceptable in our lives. We use alcohol to make a boring party more fun, or in my case, to escape feeling bored if I was stuck at home and not able to do my normal adventures. We use food to get rid of that anxious feeling in our stomach or to deal with a stressful job that we want to leave. And so what that looks like is you have something in your life that isn't great, something in your life that doesn't really work, and something in your life that you want to change. But instead of changing it, instead of working on it, instead of making it better, you buffer instead. So another example, I was talking to my friend Sam on the phone the other day, and she was complaining about some old stuff, right? Just the same old stories in her relationship. And I said, you know, if you didn't have your adrenaline junkie sports, it would make your relationship a lot less tolerable. And she was like, what the like, what's wrong with my sports? At least I'm not downing a bottle of wine. And I said, well, it's sneaky in this case because it's not as obviously detrimental as overdrinking or overeating or gambling, but it's still something you use to escape. And it's only buffering in this context because it's enabling you to avoid dealing with the hard thing. You're not using the kayaking or paragliding to manage the hard thing, but rather for avoiding the hard thing, because exercise and time outside is a great way to manage stress. But what I see is the first time something gets hard, you head for the hills instead of having the difficult conversation or sitting with the emotion and allowing it, right? Like, she wasn't heading to the hills to clear her head for a difficult conversation. She was using it to distract from it, to avoid it, to not feel the shitty feelings that are there because of the problems in the relationship. So look, peeps, nothing is buffering in and of itself. It's about why we're doing it. So the relationship problems in her case were really frustrating. And one of the things that you can do to deal with frustrating situations is smoke some weed or drink some wine or order a large pizza for yourself or go on social media and get lost in Facebook or Instagram, watch some porn, shop online, add to your credit card debt. And all of that buffering will make the fact that something in your life isn't right a lot easier to tolerate. So you may wonder, what's wrong with that exactly? What's wrong with being able to tolerate something hard in life a little better? And I totally get it, right? I have buffered like the best of them, okay? But here's the thing. It doesn't fix the problem. Buffering just makes bullshit more tolerable instead of seeing that your emotions are information and are trying to tell you something, which can then lead to actions to change the situation that you're tolerating. So when you feel anxious, angry, bored, restless, all of that is telling you that something is out of alignment. Something isn't right with how you want to live your life, how you want to be living this one precious human life that we have. Maybe that feeling is saying you acted out of integrity and you need to check in with that. Maybe it's saying your relationship is toxic. Maybe it's saying your job is going to kill you if you don't change it soon. Maybe it's saying you need to pay off your debt so you can feel more free. Whatever it is, when we don't allow those hard emotions and instead buffer, sure, it makes the shitty feelings easier to deal with. I mean, that's the word, right? It buffers them, but we don't take action to solve the actual issue. We don't have the hard conversation with our partner asking to be treated with more respect. We don't start searching for another job. We don't get to bed earlier and wake up to work out and meditate to deal with our stress. Buffering makes things more tolerable, like in the way a toxic ex would give you just enough attention so that you wouldn't leave, or the job that gives you health benefits to keep you there instead of doing what you really want to do. And I know those of you living where there's socialized medicine are like, what? But yes, that is something we deal with here. And there was a part of my life where I was drinking more than I wanted, right? Probably about 4 years. I was never a blackout all the time kind of drinker, but just drinking regularly, you know, almost every day, sometimes just one glass, but often more. And drinking made my life, which was unacceptable to me at the time, tolerable. I was alone a lot, raising my kiddos since my husband was off for months. I was working more than I had in my life after I had my child as the primary breadwinner. I wasn't getting into the mountains as much as I needed to nourish my soul. I wasn't staying connected to my friends, and I isolated more and more. I had postpartum depression. And so what happened when I was drinking is nothing changed. Nothing got better. Nothing improved. Nothing except that for a few hours, I wouldn't feel resentment or boredom or anxiety or restlessness. When I stopped over drinking, it became clear that so many things in my life were intolerable to me. And it was then that I sat down with my husband and set some clear boundaries. It was then I started going to bed at 10 p.m. and getting up at 5:30 a.m. so I could work out and meditate before my kiddo woke up. Try waking up at 5:30 after some wine the night before, right? Not going to happen. It was then that I got my doctorate so I could have a location-independent job that provided health insurance. I started teaching at a university part-time so I didn't have to stress about providing my family with health insurance, because at the time where we lived, I think we had to pay $36,000 out of pocket before it would even kick in. And some of you may be thinking, well, but I don't spend a lot of time overeating. I don't spend a lot of time drinking. I don't spend a lot of time overworking. But the thing with buffering is it's not just the time that it takes to do the action, but it's also the mental energy that it takes from your life. It's not just the time spent on the actual act of buffering or the actual act itself even. So it's not just the overdrinking or the overworking. It's the effect that it has on keeping you distracted from your life, not being present with your life. So when I spent a lot of time over drinking, I spent a lot of time thinking about what I was going to drink, when I'd get to drink next, or if they'd have drinks where I was going. I spent a lot of time bargaining with myself about how much I drink, rationalizing when I didn't stick to it, and then deal with crappy sleep and fatigue the next day. Or maybe you're thinking you don't have issues with obviously addictive things like sugar and alcohol, but buffering is buffering. TV, overworking, social media, Maybe it's used to escape stress, so then we deal with the energy wasted on thinking about how many likes someone gave our post, how we feel when we compare ourselves to others, the guilt we feel for wasting time, the sleep loss from staying online too late. So you see, it's almost like we can have this second life that consumes our time and energy. What's extra sneaky about all this is as long as we focus on the buffering behavior, like overdrinking or overeating and all the suffering it creates, the drama around it, we don't have to deal with the other parts of life that aren't working. The difficult emotions we aren't allowing and processing, the thoughts that no longer serve us. Like in the case of overeating, how much time and energy goes into dieting and worrying about what to eat or not eat and how much to exercise and whatever else goes on when we buffer with overeating? What happens when you stop doing that? It's more quiet. You can see what else is going on. It can be a really uncomfortable quiet, right? When things settle down and you don't have the drama going in your head about dieting and controlling everything, right? This is actually why I love doing cleanses. There's just less drama around food when what I can eat is simplified. Right? I spend less mental energy on it. But when we're buffering, a lot of mental energy goes into managing that and thinking about it and planning for it. But if focusing on your weight and food is what you're used to obsessing about, when you stop, stopping the mental chatter around it can be really unsettling. When we buffer, we don't really have to deal with those things because the buffering makes those things tolerable. You may think that smoking weed makes the boring weekend more fun, but that's not true. The weekend is still the same weekend with you sitting at home. But when you stop, you know, you're not high to make it more tolerable. And listen, this is all coming from a place of non-judgment. You're an adult. You can totally choose what to do. And again, like weed, sugar, alcohol in and of themselves are not something morally wrong to me, right? But what I want you to see is what's really going on here without a moral judgment, but rather like, hey, let's get real about what's happening here. When you are not being present, when you are checked out and altering your mind, you're perceiving it in a way that doesn't represent reality for you. So all that happened when you got high, for example, and the weekend seemed more fun, all that happened was that the boring weekend became more tolerable. So instead of staying with the feeling of boredom and coming up with ways to live a more exciting life, you check out. Buffer with weed and nothing has changed at its root. It just makes you think that life is better than it really is. And it's also easier to buffer, right? Like, let's just admit that. It doesn't require anything of us except to escape. And you may tell yourself, well, I'm just relaxing. I just need a little bit of weed or wine or a cookie. And for me, with wine, it was always, I deserve it. I worked my ass off today. Life is hard. So instead of making my life more awesome and less hard so I didn't have to escape, I buffered. That was easier than making those big changes. And like I said, you're an adult and can make your own decisions. But remember that all buffering is doing, whether it's with food or alcohol or overworking or shopping or adrenaline sports, all it's doing is helping you tolerate something you really shouldn't be tolerating because life is too short for that, right? The magic is when you take away the buffering, your life as it really is becomes clear. And it may be hard, but it is clear. It is real. And this gives you an opportunity to change and to grow. Having the courage to feel our emotions instead, to feel the desire, to process the urges, to go through that whole experience. On the other side of that is your authentic life and the reason you want to buffer in the first place. And maybe you're like I was for a bit in my life and thought, wait, that's not why I'm over drinking. My life is good. I take tons of vacations each year. I have a great business. I have loving friends and I'm so blessed to live where I live. Well, if your life is so good, have it without the cookies or ice cream. Have it without the drink. Hold the overeating. Delete Facebook from your phone, right? If it's so good, ask yourself, then why do you need those things? And again, this isn't like having those things just to enjoy them. But when you need those things. Overdrinking kept me small. Maybe to others, I seemed big, but I was smaller than I knew I was meant to be, than I wanted to be. It kept me from living my life to the fullest. It kept me from being fit and strong and energized. I remember I was almost afraid of what I'd do with all that energy when it came back. It kept me from having the relationship that my husband and I aspired to when we got married, from growing my business to be able to impact thousands of people. Overdrinking helped me tolerate that. So when I stopped, I realized I wasn't going to tolerate any of that anymore. I was willing to do that hard work, get super uncomfortable, have the hard conversations with my husband, and draw clear boundaries that I could follow through with. Do all the scary things I knew I needed to do to take my life and business to the next level. And that's when shit got magical. So that's the only reason I'm telling you this. You may buffer somewhat mildly and not see any bad consequences. You may buffer in a big way, but that's not the point. You obviously do whatever you want, but I want to remind you that when you buffer regularly, you're not living the life you were meant to live. A life of true freedom, one of adventure and purpose. When we buffer, we're settling for something that's less than the life we want to create. Sometimes people get scared when they hear this and they think if they don't buffer, then it means they need to start being busy fixing things and not taking care of themselves. But that's not true. What I'm saying is when you stop buffering, you get to pay attention to your deepest desires, to the life you want to create. Then you don't miss out on life, on your authentic life. Then you discover your power and live your truth. And this isn't selfish. This is what the world needs. Think about what kind of world we'd be living in if people looked honestly at their lives and didn't try to escape the hard truths. Think about how people would show up differently in the world if they were living the lives they were meant to live. I honestly believe we'd be living in a more compassionate, kind, and connected world. Buffering doesn't make us better people by helping us tolerate. It is actually totally selfish because instead of making positive changes, we tolerate in order to avoid hard feelings and hard truths in our life. Buffering is the easy way out. So true, this work is not for the faint of heart, but it is necessary because all humans want to fulfill their dharma. The reason they were put here on the planet, the thing they and only they can give to the world. We all have that, a purpose. We all have our unique gift. And when we buffer, we don't discover that. We don't know that gift. We don't fall in love with it. So I want you to look at your life and I want you to ask yourself, in what ways are you buffering? And if you stopped buffering, how would you feel and why? Is it because you have a nagging feeling you should leave your relationship or your job? Is it because you've been putting off writing that book? Is it because you said you'd be at a certain point in your business by now and you haven't been doing what it takes? What is it that you're tolerating that you shouldn't be tolerating? So you can see how when you stop buffering, it's harder to ignore what you really want out of this precious life. It's hard to ignore the things that you really want to do, but just don't have the mojo to do. Because when you stop buffering, you start to feel the emotions that you need to feel to fuel the life you were meant to live. The other thing that happens when you stop buffering is you stop avoiding making decisions. And going back and forth on your decisions creates fatigue. It wears you out. Knowing that those decisions need to get made and not making them hangs out in the background and drains your energy. And buffering keeps us from dealing with that nagging feeling and actually making a decision. Remember, your emotions are information. Information about our thoughts, about what we're experiencing, information about what is in or out of alignment. That nagging feeling is a good thing. It is telling you something needs to happen that is important to your soul. When we make decisions, we get our power back. We generate power by the act of making a decision. And when we put off a decision, it's often really scary for a lot of us, right? Making the decision. So we put it off and then we buffer and overdrink or overeat or check out with Netflix or social media. And when we buffer, we don't hear that soft, still voice inside us, that inner wisdom, our highest self asking us to be rebels, calling us to go against the grain, telling us to do the courageous thing, the scary thing, telling us we are meant for more. And I get it, right? Most of the people on my squad in Freedom School are not quote unquote normal. What is that anyway? But anyway, what I do know is we are sort of misfits in society, right? We are the ones that took the red pill, that woke up to what's really going on and wanting to address that. Remember The Matrix? I freaking love that movie. But just a reminder, the red pill woke people to an unpleasant truth and the blue pill kept people living in blissful ignorance. Well, rebels are the ones who choose the red pill. And as rebels, we want to create a more just world, a more compassionate world, to live life to the fullest. We know this life is a miracle and want to make the most of it for us and for others. But that work, going against the stream, can often bring up unpleasant feelings and difficult decisions. So us rebels have a tendency to buffer. Is that true for you? Well, a tough truth is that buffering is the blue pill. So if you're like, yeah, I would have totally taken the red pill, I want to be woke. When we buffer, we check back out again. So yeah, it's tough, but it's reality. And I don't know about you, but I want to be awake to my real life. I don't want to die going, oh shit, I never saw the truth. If I knew the truth, I would have lived so differently. And here's the thing. It's more challenging to live in reality and not escape, but it is the way we become true change makers in this world. It's the way we become thought leaders and creators. I know that all of y'all deep down inside want to contribute in a significant way to the world. Well, we get there by clearly seeing reality, because then we clearly see the solutions to our own problems and that of society. We can't pay attention when we're buffering. I love this quote from Martha Graham. She said, "There is a vitality, a life force, an energy, a quickening that is translated through you into action. And because there is only one of you and all of time, this expression is unique. And if you block it, it will never exist through any other medium and will be lost." When you don't realize your gift and you don't live it, it destroys you from the inside out. I've seen it so many times and it makes me very sad. And this is why one of my missions is to help people wake the fuck up. I don't want them to live this life without realizing their gift and sharing it with others. And you know what makes me so happy? Seeing people live their purpose, no matter what that is, even if I don't understand it. So life coaching is the perfect profession for me, right? I get off on people living their purpose. Okay, another clue that you buffer to tolerate your life is to look at how you respond to the world, how you're showing up. So, do you get overwhelmed really easily? Do you often get frustrated? Do you not prioritize your self-care? Do you not set aside time to work on your mindset or meditate? Do you forget your friends' birthdays and are frazzled, too busy to show up the way you want to? Anyway, if you're buffering, the answer to those questions is likely, yeah. And that will look like you're not being responsible and showing up in your life. And that's because that is what's going on. Your ability to respond skillfully and compassionately is compromised by buffering, by ignoring reality, ignoring what's really going on. So the bottom line is, we buffer because it makes our lives tolerable. And we can have compassion for ourselves when we do this because it's a survival mechanism. Our primitive brains learn that to survive, we need to avoid pain, seek pleasure, and do what's easy. And millennia ago, that kept us alive, but now it keeps us from evolving. Buffering helps us do all that stuff in that motivational triad, right? Avoiding pain, seeking pleasure, and doing what's easy. And not buffering is the exact opposite of that, going against our primitive brain that's focused on survival, which is why we do it, right? When we binge watch until 1 a.m. or have a bottle of wine or snack all day on cookies, we check out of what is hard to tolerate, which, hello, is exactly what needs to change. So if you're telling me I have no desire to create and contribute, I'm happy just being me, hiding out over here, no need to get out there, little old me won't have an impact and I don't need that, I don't buy that. It is a human drive to contribute somehow. By owning that you have a purpose or a gift, it doesn't mean you want to be out there like Oprah. Or maybe it does, but it doesn't have to be. Some people's purpose is to sit in a cave and meditate for 3 years. But even for the hermit, the traditional Buddhist stories have the image of the hermit coming down from the mountain to be back in the world, to deliver what they learned to the world, to their people. It is a human need to contribute, to have meaning and purpose in life. And whether you want to do that in a large way or in a small, quiet way, you miss out on that if you are buffering. And true, acknowledging you have a purpose can be excruciating because you have to be willing to fail at it to get there. You have to be willing to put up with the people that don't believe in you, with the challenges, the obstacles, the people that might even hate you. You have to be willing to show up, to fall on your face so many times. And to do that without any buffering might be the challenge of our life. But the longer you put that off, living your purpose, the more buffering you will need over time to quell it. So don't let people tell you that the life you want to live isn't realistic. Don't let yourself feed you that bullshit either, right? Be willing to walk through that fire of discomfort, because that will be required of you when you give up buffering. You'll go through a withdrawal of sorts. The pain of everything you've been tolerating will come to the surface. But in the scheme of your one wild and precious human life, this is a good thing. On the other side of that suffering is the life you're meant to be living. It's a life you could be living. When I started to manage my buffering, for me, it was mostly drinking before, but when I got that under control, it became Netflixing, right? What I noticed was when I started to manage that, I started showing up in the world without excuses. I was no longer tired, low energy, sleep deprived. I woke up, saw what needed to change, and had the energy and drive and motivation to change it. Sure, I had fun drinking with friends. Sure, binge watching is a unique, like, guilty pleasure. But you know what's more fun and long-lasting? Having a relationship with my husband that is evolving instead of sitting there stagnant and ignored. Perfect? Hell no. Evolving? Hell yes. Having the energy to get up before my family so I can get shit done and be fully present for my daughter when she wakes up and not having her tell me to get off the computer. Not being afraid of what life might throw my way because I know how to deal with anything, which means I take more risks to create the life I'm meant to live. Trusting in my resilience, that feels amazing because I know how to do hard things and feel hard feelings. That kind of resilience and confidence, y'all, that Ziji, is priceless. Not wondering if I will have deep regrets in my life, wondering what if? True liberation. It doesn't even compare to the false temporary pleasures of buffering. And again, I'm not saying never watch Netflix, never enjoy a glass of wine, or have amazing cheesecake. Just don't use it to avoid reality. That's the difference here, right? It's not even about the calories or the sugar or the toxins. It's about not being present to your life that buffering leads to. Also, remember that buffering isn't just about escaping. It's the mental energy that goes into it, the drama of broken promises, not showing up as you'd like in the world, the shitty feeling of not having your own back. When you stop buffering, when you stop escaping, you feel a new energy. A new desire to actively create your life instead of letting life happen to you. So answer me this. What do you need to do in your life to make it better than anything you're doing to escape it? When you address that, your life is going to level up because you're creating a life in which you don't need to escape all the time in order to tolerate it. Will you still have pain and hard feelings? Sure. But you'll also have the ability and desire and have trained your mind to be able to experience life as it truly is, and the skills to handle whatever life sends your way, and the ability to manifest your gift. And that, my friends, is true freedom. If you like what you heard and want to learn more about how to stop buffering, check out my free Rebel Buddhist Toolkit, where you'll receive access to some of my free trainings, including how to build resilience, access to the private Rebel Buddhist group, where I do weekly live sessions on topics like this, a copy of the gorgeous Rebel Buddhist Manifesto, and more. That's rebelbuddhist.com.